Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, August 6th, 2018. Today's Hiroshima Day commemorates August 6th of 1945, the day when an atomic bomb was dropped on the Japanese city of Hiroshima, followed a few days later by another dropped on the city of Nagasaki. The bombings effectively ended World War II by bringing about the surrender of Japan, but at a terrible price. The two cities were destroyed, and casualties, mostly civilians, were estimated at around 200,000, with many more people dying later from injuries and illness. Hiroshima Day is now a focus for anti-war and anti-nuclear discussions and demonstrations. If you are not German but have an EU passport, you soon might be able to consider a career in the Berlin Police Force. In the view of the lack of young people, the Berlin Police will also be looking for applicants in other EU countries in the future. Potential candidates could learn German and take language tests through the Goethe Institutes in other EU countries, said Police President Barbara Slovic. Young people who are jobless in their own countries could be considered. The president went on to say that it is not easy to find sufficiently suitable applicants, that the police must become more attractive, and, quote, at heart, it's about better pay. It might also be conceivable to provide applicants with cheap housing or to finance the acquisition of a driver's license. Another idea is to set up an upper school center that prepares young people for a career in the field of public safety. Such things already exist in Berlin for the construction, trade, and social services sectors. At the end of July, the police in Berlin had extended the period for applications for training indefinitely. The aim is to recruit 312 candidates in the middle service, 210 in the upper service of the protection police, and around 90 trainees in the upper service of the criminal police. Interested parties can still apply via the applicant portal. Last year, the police had to extend the application period 3 times in order to find suitable candidates for training. Slovic's goal is to get 19,000 law enforcement officers back on the streets. According to their figures, there are currently only around 17,000. Autonomous minibuses could soon be operating in Berlin. In the draft of the local transport plan from 2019 to 2023, which the Senate Transport Administration had drawn up together with the Berlin Local Transport Center, it is stated that autonomous minibus transport must be examined. The plan also focuses on the short-term expansion of the tram network and the S-Bahn. And for the period after 2030, the demand plan provides for new subway lines. On most existing lines, trains and buses are scheduled to run at least every 10 minutes. On the most important underground lines, the interval between trains will be reduced to just 3.3 minutes. The network must be expanded because a 26% increase in journeys is predicted by 2030. For buses whose fleet is to run emission-free after 2030, the draft of the local transport plan favors electrically powered vehicles able to recharge from an overhead line during the journey, which is more economical than recharging in the depot or at terminal stops. The overhead line network would have to be at least 240 kilometers long. The BVG has already developed a concept for such a system in Spandau. In the long term, the planners are also considering the construction of further underground lines and are proposing feasibility studies for connecting the Urban Tech Republic on the airport site in Tegel to the U6, for extending the U7 from Rudau to the BER, which is structurally difficult, for extending the U8 into the Märkische Viertel, and in Pankow for extending the U2 and the U9. Grilling in Berlin parks could cost you up to 5,000 euros at the moment. Almost all districts of Berlin have now imposed barbecue bans due to the continuing hot spell. In July, the first ban on barbecues and fires was imposed on officially designated barbecue sites. The Mitte district office does not want to be a spoilsport, but justifies the band as averting danger, which must have priority over the barbecue pleasures of individuals. However, it is questionable how intensely the controls are being carried out. Currently, barbecues are still allowed on the designated areas of the Tempelhofer Feld, and the same applies to the Preußenpark and the Goslarer Ufer in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf. According to the Pankow District Office, there is still no ban in the Mauerpark either. Swimming in Berlin's lakes, however, is still almost unrestrictedly permitted. The State Office for Health and Social Affairs regularly checks the waters and currently sees no reason to impose swimming bans. However, there is currently a danger of blue algae. This applies in particular to Lake Schmuckwitz in Treptow-Köpenick. Blue algae can multiply explosively, and swimmers are advised to be cautious. At least small children and dogs should stay on shore because of potential danger if the water is swallowed. Asthmatics are also advised to be cautious. The local authorities are also urging Berliners to not forget the trees outside of their homes and to give them a few buckets of water once a week. In Pankow, residents can apply for irrigation bags at the roads and green areas offices. These can be filled with water and placed around trees so that water slowly seeps into the soil. The sun and heat is currently affecting the whole country, but homeless people are particularly exposed. The Berlin Senate has therefore been distributing free water bottles, fruit such as bananas and apples, and sunscreen to the homeless over the weekend. Daniel Tietze, State Secretary for Integration, remarked that, quote, "We are all trying to protect ourselves these days from the consequences of the persistent heat and drought. This is much more difficult for people living on the streets. The homeless lack sheltered retreats, appropriate clothing, and weather-adapted food and drink." Tietze told RBB that the Senate wants to set a small example with the Hitzebus, or heat bus, following the lead of the Kaltebus, or cold bus, that runs through the winter. Homeless people in particular have the problem that they are constantly exposed to strong sunlight in the summer and are out and about with all of their belongings, and sometimes also dressed much warmer than necessary. The team also provided information, for example, on emergency shelters. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.